Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up, champion? It's a special Every Day is Sunday. Well, we'll keep it Every Day is Saturday, but it's the Sunday sermon. You know, it's funny. Many years ago, I used to do a Every Day is Saturday spiritual Sunday with my pastor at the time, and then I kind of did a few of them myself. And I say this every time, but I really, really want to get back to this. You don't need to be of the Christian faith to understand this particular sermon, so don't log off right now. Oh, I'm not a Christian. Sam's going, this is for anybody that really wants to have a purpose to your life. This is what this really is. Maybe we'll call it the purpose-driven sermon. And I want to share with you the parable of the sower. And I was reading Mark, the book of Mark, earlier today, and it was really fascinating to me because we're all fascinated by large crowds, right? I mean, I was thinking just last weekend, and when I say people's names, okay, I am not coming at anyone in particular. I'm not taking a shot at anybody, but you may or may not know Grant Cardone. Grant had a live event in Miami. This was no joke, man. 30,000 people or so showed up at his 3-day event. I think it was 3 days in Miami. You might have been one of them. It was a personal development, internet marketing. A lot of the people that you and I both follow were there. I mean, there was guys from the Shark Tank was there. Russell Brunson was there from ClickFunnels. Steve Harvey was there. Snoop Dogg, shout out. Snoop Dogg was there. And just Grant, of course. And Grant's story is very inspirational. But we're all caught up. And wow, man, let's get a large crowd, especially a lot of the speakers that I train. They all want to speak on stages in front of, you know, thousands of people. That's not going to happen. And I'm not here to steal your dream at all. That's just not going to happen. How do I know it's not going to happen? Because it doesn't happen like that for most speakers. I have been blessed, and I mean beyond anything I even deserve, to be able to speak at an event where Tony Robbins is 15,000 people there, or Bob Proctor, or Les Brown, people like that. That's just crazy. I'm not saying that can't happen for you. But you know how you can make a living as a speaker, as I talked about last week? Doing your own events with 50 people there, you can do 10 grand a week. You can do 10 grand a month. It's not that difficult at all. You just need a very concise message. But I'm off the topic a little bit. But I just want to let you know, this is actually, well, I'm actually not off the topic because I'm getting into the quality of the people. And in the parable of the sower, you know, Jesus started his kingdom with 12 apostles. That's it. I mean, Jesus didn't even care about crowds. He didn't want big crowds. He wanted people who believed in his message. That's all he wanted. And he was able to do what he did with only 12 people. Okay. And so when I see people say, I want to launch a movement, millions of people, that's good. I don't want to steal your dream. Like I said, you could be that person, but don't go for the big crowds. All right. That's the enemy tempting you. Wouldn't it be great if you had a million fans on Facebook and all these followers on Instagram and email list of 500,000 people? And oh, by the way, don't forget about all the money. That's the enemy speaking to you. Okay. Listen to Sam Crowley speaking to you. Okay. Because I've had all those trappings. I've had all those temptations. I've given into every one of them at one point in my life. And I feel like sick to my stomach that I did. And I still battle the enemy every day, guys. I'm battling the enemy every freaking day of my life, okay? Because I'm human, just like you are. So don't think for a minute I got this thing figured out. I'm just on this earth right now. I have a ministry called Every Day is Saturday. It's a ministry to me, all right? I minister to those who need inspiration, encouragement, empowerment, to know that no matter how bad you've flubbed the dove, man, no matter what you've done in your life, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You need to move on. You need to quit tripping over your past. Write that down. I am not going to trip over my past any longer. It's insane. Don't do that. All right. That's not what God wants for your life. Okay. I just want to read for you in the story of, to have some notes. I just want to make sure that I got this right because I don't want to screw this up. In the story, a sower seeds. This is a parable of the sower. A sower seeds and does so indiscriminately. Some seeds fall on the path, which, and by the way, I'm not reading right from scripture. These are the notes I took. This is from the book of Mark, okay? So some of the seeds where the sower is spreading seed out, some fall on the path with no soil. Some fall on rocky ground with just a little soil. And some on soil which contain thorns. Those aren't really good places. Think about those first three places where the farmer is talking about spreading his seed, all right? On a path with no soil, that's not going to grow anything. On rocky ground with little soil, that's not going to yield anything. And some fell on soil which contained thorns. That's not very good either, right? In these cases, a seed is taken away or it just fails to produce a crop. But when it falls on good soil, it grows, yielding 30, 60, or 100-fold. You know? And so, is your message falling on good soil? Because if it is, you're going to do really well. And I don't even mean your message. I just mean the service that you provide. I mean, I coach, chiropractors, lawyers, MDs, accountants, mortgage companies, contractors, lawn companies. I mean, you name it. I coach them. And I'm always asking, are you casting your seeds on good soil? Because if not, then it's just going to be like the farmer. And Jesus, in that parable, you know, only in the presence of his 12 disciples, by the way, explains that the seed represents the gospel. And the sower is anybody who proclaims it. And the various soils represent people's responses to it. The first three representing rejection, while the last represents acceptance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let me ask you a question, okay? When you're out there, and here's what I get a lot. Sam, I think I talked about this last week as well. My business, my movement, my message, whatever you want to call it, I'm sharing it with people and they're not really excited or they give, that's bad soil. That's bad soil, okay? Or maybe you're posting out on the internet and you're trying to get people to follow you out there and you're not really getting a lot of, it's bad soil, all right? You're casting it upon places where there's no soil, rocky ground with little soil, or some that contains thorns. You need, in order to produce your crop and reap the harvest, to plant your seed in good soil so it grows. Plant your seed in good soil. Don't give energy to those negative people or those negative situations. Don't give in to the enemy in your mind who wants you to have all that money and all of those big crowds, you know? I'm on a mission now to find my next speaking client. I'm always bringing on new clients to launch the movement. That goes without saying. I've talked to three or four people in the past week. Still, waiting to really find, and maybe one of those or all of those will get back to me with a decision, but I'm looking to really work with the next great speaker. And I don't want to plant that seed, again, here we go again, right, in bad soil, meaning you seeing yourself on stage in front of 10,000 people. Again, that could happen, but I'd rather have somebody who we can work together one-on-one and create your PowerPoint where there's a really clear message, 95% great content, and then at the end of that presentation, you ask for the order for people to do business with you. That's what I'm looking for. And you can take that presentation to any promoter in the world, and they're going to bring you on their stage because it's that good. It's going to ring the register, and everybody wins. Your audience wins because they got an incredible message. You win because you've got a product. Oh, by the way, I help you create that off the back end of that presentation. And everybody wins, man. And you can also take that same PowerPoint and share it on a webinar, whether it's GoToWebinar, Zoom, whatever you use, Webinar Jam, whatever it is. You plug that same PowerPoint presentation into there with a very good message. And you got to know how to speak. And if you don't know how to speak now, that's even better because then you don't have any bad habits. So if that interests you, if you would like to be trained personally by me to launch your speaking career or do it as a parallel to what you're currently doing, whatever it is. I mean, everybody should be a speaker, all right? You want to do this concurrently. I wouldn't even call it a side hustle because I don't want to side hustles are great, but I don't want to give the impression that this isn't that critical. Everybody should be a public speaker. Just go to my calendar, everydayisaturday.com/calendar, and reserve a spot for us to talk about your speaking career. I've launched many hundreds of speaking careers. I'd love to launch yours. I want you to sow, though. Let me get back to the message, the parable of the sower. I want you to sow in good soil. I want you to share your message with people who are accepting of it, not people that are going to discard it or laugh at it or question it. You don't have time for that. Life is so short. And another reason why I'm so much more bolder in my faith now, you may have noticed in my email messages and what I post online, because I feel my life winding down. Look, it's no joke, man. I'm going to be 51 years old in June. I'm not saying that's old. I mean, God, I don't even feel it. Literally, I feel 21 years old. Some would say I act like I'm 13 years old still. But I know I'm not an idiot either. I know I'm closer to my last day on earth than I am to my first day on earth. And my faith is really important to me now. It just is, man. And I am not at all apologetic for that. And nobody will ever budge me from that. Nobody will ever budge me off of where I'm at with my faith right now. And I think it's important for everybody to understand, you got to sow your message and your movement into good soil. Please do that. Don't try to convince people. You could never say the right thing to the wrong people. And people who mind don't matter. And people who matter don't mind how you're going about it and how you're doing it, because you're doing it out of the love of other people, out of humankind, and because you want to launch your own movement. So don't ever apologize for you being who you are. All right. That's the parable of the sower on today's Sunday sermon. Hey, if you like this, I'd love to hear your feedback. You can email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com, or hit me up on Instagram, @everydayisaturday. Let me know you listened to today's sermon. Let me know what you like best about it. And what else? What else do you want to do? And also, if you would like to work with me one-on-one to create your entire speaking platform for you, so it's literally wrapped in a bow and you can take it to any promoter, any organization, and do your own events and your own webinars, make sure you get on my calendar, everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Yes, it really will be you and me on the phone. I will be there. I'll be calling you, actually. All right. So let's get after it. Sow in good soil. All right. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.